morning. Today is Monday, October the 12th, 282nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning, even though it's Columbus Day, even though it's a federal holiday, even though the banks are closed, Gary Eagles is at work.
Well, that's right. Well, because I had no banking business today anyway.
Oh, so I've seen. Okay. The state isn't making any
deposits. We're starting
off
the week with you, Brian. This is a great, this is a better place to be.
Oh, happy day.
Listen, you have to start off strong on a Monday. It makes the week go by better.
Okay. You're indicating it's starting here and it can slide all the rest of the way down and you're okay.
It'll be okay.
Good deal. So, you brought somebody back.
I did, and I'm
kind of questioning her sanity now, also being a repeat.
I know. Indeed. Colleen Toasty is back today with us. She's going to give us a little heads up about the weekend's activities that just passed and some great things on the horizon related to the salsa competition.
All right. Before we do, our quote this morning comes from John Kennedy. There are risks and costs to a program of action, but they're far less than the long-range risk and cost of comfortable inaction. Hmm. Which I guess says basically get off your backside and get outside and do something.
Get out and do something.
Yes. Now the theme is set, Colleen.
Thank you, Brian.
Now, you guys brought in something, a colorful printout. However, the timing is kind of weak. So this was the replacement for the fire departments not having their open houses this year. It was the salsa contest instead.
Oh, well.
That's where we should have gone, right?
That's probably true.
For folks who are unfamiliar with this whole concept, where did this thing come from?
It really started with our nutrition education department at the County Office of Education and working with after-school groups of kids throughout the county and Harvest of the Month, learning and eating better vegetables and fruits that are grown locally. So it really started as an education-based program and has really blossomed into so much more than that.
Blossoms. Okay, I got it. I got it.
Fruit, vegetables,
yeah.
I got it. Even on Monday morning, you got it.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the upswing is a little slow, but it's still there.
Now, this is our sixth year of having the salsa competition, and every year it gets bigger and better. And this year we had 13 different after-school groups get together from throughout the county at the Arcata Plaza, and they had a wonderful time. Groups of four students in each school participated as the team leaders and the creators of their own unique salsas. And we had hundreds of people out there try it out. We had some judging. We had some special awards. And that's what Colleen's here to talk about. This is our first big series of events for Rising Stars Foundation.
Mm-hmm. The Harvest of the Month program, what is that? I mean, it's one of those that kind of gets kicked around a little bit, but is that...
Well, throughout the school year, our nutrition education program features one particular fruit or vegetable that is at its peak. And then they wrap their nutrition education programs around it, and they feature background information about it to the schools. And the schools incorporate it within their lesson.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning, presented by CDH Painting and Redec. Gary, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the concept here of the salsa competition and the Rising Stars. Were there any structural boundaries that were put into place to get the kids, whether it's with this program or with any of the other programs, to have a focus I know you were starting to mention local. Obviously, that's one of the focuses on this thing, as well as success. Is that part of the design of these competitions?
Well, it is. One of the things that this particular program emphasizes is not only the nutrition education and the culinary aspects, but, you know, there's an entrepreneurial issue here, too, and maybe even a little career exploration aspect, because each one of our after-school teams is paired with either a restaurant owner or a chef that guides them, that teaches them the difference between savory and sweet, and helps them explore various combinations. In the end, it's actually the kids that develop the things that they want to see in their salsa. But they are taught cutting skills and cooking skills, and whether it's things, perhaps the corn needed to be grilled, they're taught how to do that. So it really becomes a layered opportunity, is how I'll put it. And then Colleen's going to talk a little bit about the local partnership that we have with business and industry here that are going to carry it a little bit further, because
that's only if after I'm done asking
questions. Well, that is. That's true.
Colleen, when Gary was talking about the preparation part and working with the chefs, is it the kids' idea with nuances? I would think a lot of them, you know, and I'll just use myself, the concept of having everything cut the same size really is a significant, and that's why I can't use the Cuisinarts and the blenders and all that, because it doesn't. You know, I'm sure the commercial grade guys up the road, you know, more money, do that. I can't, so I'm sitting there with a knife, you know, doing it by hand, and I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, mm-hmm. but it's a lot more time consuming. Mm-hmm. Are those the types of things that the chefs will talk about, or will they say, try a green pepper instead of a red pepper because the coloration, da-da-da-da-da-da? Mm-hmm.
Kind of the process is, as Gary talked about, the harvest of the month. So they have that base, and then the next step in the preparation of this competition is to receive a nutrition education class or presentation with one of our educators. And so they have the kids try fruits and vegetables that they may have never tried before. So let me introduce the yellow bell pepper. Have anyone tried this? Many times, those kids haven't. Is anyone familiar with the taste of garlic? How about lime mixed with tomatillos? And so they really
thought that you're heading off to margaritas there for a sec. Different competition, right?
Yeah, that's down the line.
That's for the judges.
That's right. So that's what they're doing with the nutrition educator ahead of time. Then about a week or two later, they come to the chef with their chosen ingredients or the base of their ingredients. So the chef takes a look at this and then, yes, starts experimenting with it. You know, what if we cut the melon a little larger and we did the you know, the tomatillos in a different way, and the carrots even, you know, let's shred them maybe. And so it really starts exploring with the kids and enlisting their ideas. The other thing that the chef does, though, is how about if we add some lime juice? How would that taste? And how about some extra, you know, salt and pepper? And what if we added cumin? So there's that part of it, too. And, yeah, a lot of those experimenting, if we cut this, if we dice this, if we, you know, and allowing the kids to actually do it while teaching them safety skills, of course.
Do they have a budget? Do you guys provide them a budget? Okay, here's $300. And that's what you have so that everybody's kind of on the same playing field?
Yeah, and in about, you know, 6 years of doing the program, we have an idea of the costs of the ingredients. The chef provides none of them. The school provides none of them. It's through the Rising Stars Foundation and the Nutrition Education Program that's funding the ingredients. And then 2 days before the competition, we actually purchase all the ingredients to make 3 gallons of salsa and drop that off where the chef is. So they use the recipe that they've developed with the kids to produce the 3 gallons for the competition on Saturday.
So they're making it at the sponsoring chef's location.
Correct.
Rather than at their home.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you're going to, because it's made available to the public to come and taste and judge.
Commercial.
So
yeah.
We've got to get all those right standards in.
Not like mine, huh? A little subtle shot there.
But I do want to emphasize that it's the kids that decide ultimately what flavors they want and when they think the salsa is just right. And what's interesting about it is that a lot of the adults like very, very hot salsas. None of them are very hot because kids just don't prefer very hot salsas. So they're more mild to moderate, you might say.
And these are third through sixth graders.
Yes.
So 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that are probably not going to want super duper spicy. So, in fact, one team named their salsa 2 Alarm. And when we tasted it, we kind of thought, I think it's probably more like 1 Alarm.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
wore fire hats at the competition, you know, and really got into their...
For them, it was.
Yes.
Well, and that's part of the trick also, you know, I mean, for anybody, the different meals that are prepared in a restaurant setting, the taste buds...
Absolutely, are all
mature
different.
And die at various points.
And there were 13, and I tell you, there were none of them were the same. They used some similar ingredients, but none of them tasted the same. They were all over the map, including
I noticed peppers
one,
and tomatoes and garlic, and that seems
that was
like it's about the only.
Although there was a fruit salsa in there.
Yeah, I saw that one. I just kind of put that one to the side.
Very unique.
It is interesting, though, when the kids are throwing out, let's put strawberries and mushrooms in there. And, of course, the chef is...
Okay. Let's go to the kitchen and
let's
try that
try
one
it
out. Yes.
Let's try
and see
it.
See if you like it.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Colleen Toasty and Gary Eagles from the County Office of Ed. This morning we're talking about the salsa competition that was held this past weekend. But this is just kind of a sampling of what Rising Stars is all about, isn't it?
It is. And in fact, the salsa recipe competition is the first of 10 events that are going to be kicking off through the school year. The next one up is Gate Academy, Gifted and Talented Kids in January. 800 kids that converge on to Humboldt State and go through enrichment activities for an entire day. And it goes on from there. History Day will be next. That's in February. Last year, our History Day competition was deemed the second largest in the entire state of California, behind only LA County. And so the list goes on as a variety of kids' interests, but it's all promoting and recognizing excellence. These are the best of the best. And many times we see kids in multiple, same kids that are in the Owl County Music Festival happen to also be in the County Science Fair, happen to also be in County History Day. It's amazing what these kids can accomplish.
Is the goal of this to get as many kids involved or to give a tangibility to this thing called excellence? And it doesn't matter if it's the same kids or not. Mm-hmm. Which are you looking for?
Well, I would say that the goal of the Rising Stars is to promote excellence and children's interest across a broad spectrum, because there are avenues for recognition for students when it comes to athletic prowess. But we want to give the opportunity for kids to demonstrate their musical talents, or in this case, culinary interests that they might have as young children. And so when you look at the breadth of things, whether it's History Day, Gate, the Spelling Bee, etc., these are all different avenues for kids to demonstrate success and stretch themselves. But of course, what we try to promote is, as Colleen just said, the best of the best. Each one of them has a competition element aspect to it, to where kids can focus in on what it means to either work as a group or strive individually, because a lot of these things allow opportunities for both individual and group participation, which is really
that's what
awesome.
I was going to get to the individual part, because pick a sport, doesn't matter, you know, unless it's golf, you're on a team and everybody's participating in role, and you can have the super excellent, but they also need to have folks who don't have those extraordinary abilities to be able to be successful. For the kids that aren't excellent or aren't excellent yet, can they participate in these if they have interest and try to develop those skill sets?
Well, the science to become fair is a perfect example, because you may end up giving a small number of awards in terms of the number of kids selected to go to the state. Might be 20 to 24 for kids from the county. But you have hundreds of young people that actually participate in the science fair. So they are going through the learning of the process and the research and the study. And ultimately, the entire experience in the science fair is supporting education. The element that comes in for the Rising Stars is when the judges and their community judges that come forward to help us select the group that actually goes down and represents us at the state level for science fair.
The other thing about science fair is that there are actually school competitions first. Everybody in that school within a certain grade levels can compete at the school science fair.
That's what I was wondering. Did the SALSA have something similar where there was a school competition, or did each school just have the opportunity to participate, yes or no, and then to send a team?
Mm-hmm. It's based on after school. So the after school coordinator works with our nutrition educator in selecting the kids that are part of the after school team, but also that have shown some interest in the culinary. And so they are selected.
More than just consumption?
Yes.
I qualified for years. Yes, okay.
I love salsa.
Yeah, no. These are the young people that want to step forward and actually want to spend extra time together in focusing on this particular project. But again, as we said earlier, it's about learning all the techniques. I mean, if they're going to start off with a cob of corn, they've got to get that corn and know what to do with it, too, because they're not going to put the husk in the salsa, right?
Okay.
And the
husk.
Same thing about, you know, whether it's cutting your chilies or your bell peppers or whatever, mangoes. They learn a lot of those skills on the way through the process. And so it's more than just, hey, let's get together with a chef and throw some stuff together and see if it wins. Yeah, there's a real thought process.
Which would be kind of cool. I mean, if you had that as an option also for those who might have just a very, very limited but initial interest, would this be something I'd be interested in? Having them to be able to be built up at the early levels, because, you know, if you wait till you're in college, you're probably grabbing macaroni and cheese out of the box and who cares and, you know, you're running and going, rather than if there's something there to be able to kind of foster it a little bit.
In third grade.
Yeah, with workshops and things like that. Is it limited right now, Colleen, by the number of restaurants that are willing to kind of co-sponsor or shepherd or mentor a team? Is that the limit?
You know, I like to look at, we have some fabulously talented and giving chefs in Humboldt County. So in my mind, there really isn't a limit in that regard. Space is a limit. Funding is a limit. You know, next year we're looking at perhaps 2 to 3 locations for salsa recipe competition throughout the county, because it is
Well, I understand
growing.
You have one big one that could handle a crowd.
We have a big one, but Farmers Market is also going on at the same time. So we'd love to take over Arcata Plaza, but it's probably, we need to work with our community neighbors.
So it's being in the environment that you're wanting the kids to be able to participate.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we were talking about, is so many wonderful components of this quote-unquote competition. You're there in the setting of Farmers Market, celebrating all that our farmers are producing here in our community. You have the mentoring aspect with these incredible chefs. You have the competition that really they are going to be selected. You know, you don't just show up. You know, they are judged on criteria. And collaborating together as a team, you know, the creativity of what are we going to look like that day. We had a team that named their salsa Perfectly Salsa, and they dressed like kitties.
Oh,
so they had kitty ears and kitty whiskers. And
there are so many options. That one could have gone ugly very, very quickly. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. I'll fall back and regroup, and we'll return.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Eagles and Colleen Toasty. What was the most surprising salsa in the contest from your perspectives?
Oh, it had to be the fruit one. I wasn't expecting fruit. It was delightful, but I wasn't expecting it.
Big chunks of honeydew melon.
Yeah, but what I was thinking of is now, what do I want to put it on? It made me actually want to have more of it and to think of how I might be able to use it.
Mm-hmm. Like on fish or, but, you know, some
actually,
of our chefs have talked
nice
about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah. One of them was deemed most marketable salsa, and that was judged by Lindra of Casa Lindra Salsa, definitely an expert in salsas. And she needed to determine most marketable, what's going to market to the masses out there. What are people just going to come in droves to buy? And are these ingredients that can be readily available throughout the year? Can we get them locally, etc.? So she really put the salsas through their paces and determined that the cha-cha-char salsa from South Bay Schools team was the most marketable. And our new partner, Eureka Natural Foods, has made the commitment that they are going to actually produce in their deli and retail in their store that most marketable salsa, cha-cha-char salsa, starting in November. And so today, South Bay School, the winning team, has a design the label contest that they will have about a week for the entire school to submit a label to be put on the salsa to go with cha-cha-char. And so starting
She's
November...
She's been practicing this one. the emphasis.
Not
the
that I like
it's
saying
a,
those
it's
words,
a tongue
but...
twister.
Yeah.
Go charge.
So what set that one apart, Colleen, from her perspective? Was it the taste that made it unique, or was it the accessibility to the product?
It was more the taste. And when I, you know, I tried to press her because we really, you know, wanted to make sure that that was something that Eureka Natural Foods is going to be able to produce. It was really the taste. And a lot of it, if you take a look at the recipe, many of those vegetables were first cut in just half and broiled so that they, you know, that's where the char comes in, and that was really the unique, you know, and every salsa was unique. I mean, there were some that used plum and, you know, the fruit, but that charring of some of those vegetables and then putting them in a blender after you've charred them and mixing it all together, leaving some chunky, really
a little Bobby
did it for
Flay
her.
In there, huh?
Yes,
actually,
exactly.
That's probably true. And I'll even point out that, you know, we also have a Kids' Choice Award for that day, and actually the kids chose the same salsa as the most
now that's a little
as
bizarre.
Their favorite. So, you know, I
surprising for sure.
Young people liked it, and a professional in the business liked it. So we'll see how the product launches during the holiday season. We're looking forward to it.
And you?
I loved it.
Yeah.
But I
got to
tell you, I liked.
You still
like
the fruit
all
one,
of
huh?
them.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
They were definitely a step up this year. I mean, yeah. They were just fantastic, everyone.
As I said, this is our sixth year, and the I would say that there's been more complexity with each challenge, and of course, the young people get an opportunity to see what's been done in the past too, and build on it.
So it's
they learn from history.
Mm-hmm. Gee,
and so do the
and we blend into History Day in a couple of months. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks for having
Thanks, Brian.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone else. See you then.